Okay, so get this right. Today we are diving into personal injury law, but this isn't going to be some boring law school lecture or anything like that.
Right.
We're going behind the scenes.
Yeah.
At Reed and Terry, a firm right here in Texas, we're going to see what we can learn from their decades of experience. And you know me, I love a good story where small town charm meets big city results,
Yeah.
which is exactly what kind of piqued my interest about this firm.
Well, and you're right to be intrigued. I mean, this is the oldest law firm in Sugar Land, which definitely embodies that, small town vibe. But here's the kicker. They've racked up over $500 million in verdicts and settlements.
Half a billion.
Yeah.
Okay, color me impressed. So, who are the folks behind these legal bulldogs?
That would be Jackson R. Reed and Travis B. Terry. And combined, they have over 50 years of experience.
50 years.
Yeah.
That's dog years in lawyer world. They must have seen it all. But
Yeah.
what makes them stand out? Is it just experience, or is there something more?
Well, experience is definitely a factor, but I think there's more to it.
No.
You take Jackson Reed, for example. He's a fellow of the Texas Bar Foundation,
Okay.
which, it sounds nice,
Yeah.
but it's actually a huge honor in the legal world.
Okay, break that down for me. What does it take to become a fellow, and why is it such a big deal?
Well, it's not just something that's handed out to any lawyer. Less than 1% of Texas lawyers earn this recognition. We're talking a rigorous selection process.
Yeah.
They take into account, obviously, legal expertise, but also integrity, ethical conduct, a commitment to public service. It's a testament to Jackson Reed's character as much as, his legal skills.
Wow, so it's like the legal equivalent of being knighted, for exceptional service to justice and humanity.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And, Travis B. Terry is no slouch either. He is board certified in personal injury law by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization,
Okay.
which again means he's gone above and beyond, the basic requirements to demonstrate expertise in this very specific area of law. So we're talking a deep dive into the nuances of personal injury, which is no easy feat.
So we've got one partner with the highest ethical standing, and then another who's like a walking encyclopedia of personal injury law.
Exactly.
That's a pretty formidable duo.
Yeah.
But with all that legal firepower, what kind of cases do they actually take on? Are we talking fender benders or something more?
They handle a wide range. I mean, from car accidents to workplace injuries, but also some really complex and kind of sensitive situations.
Yeah.
One thing that really struck me was, they've worked on cases involving things like, gas explosions, cruise ship accidents, even asbestos exposure. I mean, these aren't your run-of-the-mill personal injury cases. So it really speaks to the depth and breadth of their expertise.
Yeah. It's like they've seen every episode of Law and Order ever made, but in real life.
Right.
And they've lived to tell the tale. But let's be honest, not all law firms are created equal.
Right.
What makes Reed and Terry different? What's their secret sauce?
Well, one thing that really sets them apart is their commitment to client care. It's not just about winning cases, it's about genuinely helping people through what can be, incredibly difficult times. And they work on a contingency fee basis, meaning you don't pay unless they win your case.
That's pretty standard for personal injury lawyers, isn't it? What makes their approach different?
It's more than just the fee structure, I think. It's the philosophy behind it. They emphasized that they only take cases they believe in. So they're not just signing anyone up. They're invested in getting results for their clients because they genuinely believe in the merits of each case.
So it's not about just making a quick buck or anything. It's about fighting for what's right.
Right.
I like their style. But how do they determine which cases they believe in? What are they looking for?
Well, they don't explicitly lay out their criteria on their website.
Right.
Makes sense. They don't want to show their hand completely.
Yeah.
But reading between the lines, it seems like they're looking for cases where they really believe they can make a difference in their client's life, cases where the law is on their side, obviously, but also where they feel a sense of, moral obligation, like to help someone who's been wronged.
So it's kind of a combination of legal strategy and gut feeling. Yeah, we can win this, but more importantly, this person deserves justice.
Exactly. And that's where, their decades of experience come into play. They've seen countless cases. They understand the nuances of personal injury law, and they have a knack for identifying cases, with merit.
Yeah. It's almost like they're legal detectives piecing together the evidence and building a case to fight for those who can't fight for themselves. But speaking of fighting, what's their approach like once they actually take on a case? Are they all about, courtroom drama, or do they try to settle things quietly?
I think it's a balance, which is what you'd want from experienced attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
They emphasize their aggressive approach to cases, always being prepared to go to trial if necessary.
So they're not afraid of a good courtroom showdown?
Not at all.
Hmm.
In fact, they seem to, you know, relish the opportunity to advocate fiercely for their clients, but they also understand the value of negotiation and settlement.
Right.
They even have a whole section on their website about the benefits of, you know, settling a case out of court.
Makes sense. Trials can be costly and time-consuming and emotionally draining for everybody involved.
Absolutely.
But when they do go to trial, they're not messing around. Didn't you say they have, like, over $500 million in verdicts and settlements?
That's right. And to kind of give you a better sense of their track record, they actually share some specific case results on their website.
Ooh, case studies. I love a good legal thriller. Give me the details.
Well, one that caught my eye was a $2.9 million settlement for the family of a man who tragically lost his life in a car wash accident.
Oh, wow.
So, heartbreaking situation, but it highlights their ability to secure, you know, significant compensation for their clients, even in these complex and emotionally charged cases.
Wow. $2.9 million, that's life-changing money.
Right.
But as you said, it can never truly compensate for the loss of a loved one.
Absolutely. And that's something that they seem to, you know, understand. They're not just focused on the dollar. They're also focused on helping their clients, you know, get back on their feet and rebuild their lives after a traumatic event. They have a very holistic approach to personal injury law.
It sounds like they're not just lawyers. They're also counselors, therapists, cheerleaders, all rolled into one.
That's a great way to put it, yeah. They recognize that personal injury cases are about more than just legal issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're about real people facing real-life consequences.
Right.
And they're there to guide their clients through every step of the process, you know, legally and emotionally.
That's huge. Because when you're dealing with something as overwhelming as a personal injury lawsuit, you know, having that compassionate support system can make all the difference in the world.
Right.
It's not just about winning in court. It's about winning at life again.
Precisely. And speaking of winning at life,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have this really interesting section on their website about the different types of damages that can be recovered in a personal injury case.
Okay, so we're not just talking about medical bills here.
No, not at all. They delve into, you know, often overlooked aspects like lost wages, pain and suffering, even something called loss of consortium.
Loss of consortium? That sounds intense. What does that even mean?
So essentially, it refers to the loss of companionship and support that a person experiences when their spouse or partner is injured.
Okay.
So it recognizes that injuries impact, you know, not just the individual, but their closest relationships as well.
Wow, I never would have thought of that. But it makes perfect sense. When one person is injured, it affects the entire family dynamic.
Exactly. And Reed and Terry seem to really understand that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
These less tangible damages are just as real and deserve to be compensated.
Yeah. So they're not just fighting for medical bills. They're fighting for the emotional well-being of their clients and their families. That's a whole other level of advocacy. But how do they make sure that their clients are, you know, informed and empowered throughout the process? It's not like they give them, like, you know, a handbook, personal injury law 101.
You'd be surprised. They actually have a pretty robust blog on their website where they break down complex legal topics into, you know, digestible pieces.
Okay, so they do give them a handbook just digitally.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things do they cover in their blog?
It's a mix of practical advice, legal explanations, and they even answer frequently asked questions. I was reading one article about, you know, what to do after a car accident.
Mm.
And it sounds pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how many people don't actually know the proper steps to take.
Oh, absolutely. You get rear-ended, your adrenaline's pumping, you're flustered.
Right.
It's so easy to forget, like, those crucial details that could make or break your case later on.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And they even have posts about, you know, more nuanced topics like the statute of limitations for personal injury cases in Texas.
Which is crucial because you can't exactly ask for an extension if you miss the deadline.
Unfortunately not. And that's another thing that impressed me about their approach is they're very transparent about the legal process. They don't sugarcoat things. They don't make promises they can't keep. They level with their clients and they explain everything in plain English so there's no surprises down the road.
That open communication is so important. It builds trust. It manages expectations. And ultimately, it empowers their clients to be active participants in their own cases.
Absolutely. And it speaks volumes about, you know, their commitment to ethical and responsible legal representation.
But it's like they're saying, we're the experts, but we're not going to keep you in the dark, you know?
Right.
They're bringing you into the fold, making them feel like partners in the fight, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah, it's refreshing to see, and it kind of extends to their online presence as well. Like, they have this really comprehensive FAQ section, covers a wide range of questions about personal injury law.
Oh, yeah. Those FAQs can be lifesavers, especially when you're just starting to wrap your head around, like, a legal issue. It's like having a mini legal encyclopedia at your fingertips. What kind of questions are we talking about here?
Everything from, like, what is a personal injury case to how long will my case take to resolve. They even address things like, what if I was partially at fault for my accident? You know, questions that people maybe are afraid to ask but are probably wondering about.
Right. It's about removing those barriers, those hesitations people might have when it comes to seeking legal advice. It makes the whole process less intimidating, for sure.
Precisely. And for those who are ready to, you know, really dive deep, they do offer a free consultation.
Okay.
A chance to actually speak directly with a member of their team, get some personalized advice, and just, you know, see if Reed and Terry is the right fit for their needs.
It's like a try before you buy for legal services.
Exactly.
You get to test the waters, see if there's that connection, that trust, which is so crucial in an attorney-client relationship. But let's go back to their website for a second. Did you notice they have, like, a whole separate section dedicated to car accidents?
I did, yeah. It's incredibly detailed. Like, they'd even break down, you know, different types of car accidents, drunk driving, hit and runs, even accidents involving rental cars.
Which, let's be honest, rental car accidents are a special kind of headache.
Oh, yeah.
You've got insurance companies coming at you from all sides. It's a logistical nightmare. But they've clearly, like, anticipated these very specific scenarios, which shows they're not just throwing, like, general information out there. They've really thought through the nuances of these different situations.
Yeah, it's like they have a game plan for every type of car accident imaginable, which, again, speaks to their experience and their attention to detail.
Exactly. And for potential clients, that level of preparedness can be incredibly reassuring. It's like, okay, these guys have seen it all. They know what they're doing. I'm in good hands.
Right.
And they seem to take that responsibility seriously. Remember how they talked about their commitment to, like, aggressive representation?
Absolutely.
They make it very clear that they are not afraid to fight for their clients' rights, whether it's through negotiation or, if necessary, going to trial.
Right.
It's that combination of compassion and tenacity that's so compelling. They're not just going through the motions. Mm-hmm. They're genuinely invested in getting the best possible outcome for every client that walks through their door, right, or calls their office or visits their website, you know?
Right.
They've clearly adapted to the times while still maintaining those core values of integrity and dedication that have been with them from the start.
Definitely.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, from their impressive track record to their unique approach to client care. It's been fascinating to kind of peek behind the curtain of this law firm and see what makes them tick.
It really has. They're a shining example of how a law firm can be, you know, both highly successful and deeply committed to their clients and their community.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up this deep dive, it kind of begs the question, what stood out to you most about Reed and Terry? What's the one thing you'll remember about this firm?
For me, it's their commitment to transparency and in client education.
Yeah.
They really go above and beyond to demystify the legal process and empower their clients with knowledge. You don't see that every day.
I completely agree. They're not just legal advocates. They're educators, guides, and champions for their clients.
Well said.
And for you listening, I want to leave you with this. What questions do you still have about choosing the right lawyer? Because finding that right legal representation can make all the difference. Until next time, keep asking questions, keep exploring, and keep diving deep.